Will people want a Tesla crossover?
I think we'll probably do more Model Ys than S, X, and 3 combined, most likely. Yeah.
But Elon, can you deliver? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. With typical Tesla fanfare, and in front of his typical rabid fanbase, Elon Musk has unveiled Tesla's newest vehicle, the Model Y. The Y is essentially a crossover or SUV version of the Model 3, and it could be a very smart move. Americans don't buy sedans anymore, but even so, they did buy a lot of Model 3s. It was the top seller of any luxury vehicle last year. Jack Stewart is Marketplace's transportation reporter, and he was at the unveiling. He says the Y isn't a space-age leap forward. In fact, it's really similar to the 3.
It's kind of like a bulked-up, toughened-up, SUV'd-up version, I guess. So it's all about keeping things simple and sort of building on a platform. So the Model 3 is Tesla's latest car. It's a cheapest sedan. I mean, if it feels like a spaceship, then it's like a really, really simple spaceship because it's just got one tablet in the middle of the dash that does everything. So keeping all of that the same in the Y means that when they're setting up new production lines, it might be a little easier. Tesla went through production hell in trying to get up to speed in making the Model 3. But hopefully they've learned some lessons from that, and it's really key to just push it out there, get it off the production lines, get it into people's hands, and get the money coming in.
Well, speaking of them, the Model 3 had all sorts of terrible issues with getting production up to capacity. I think there were automation issues. Do they have the ability to take on another line?
Yeah, Tesla is really running out of space. Its Fremont factory is packed. They had to build a Model 3 production line in a tent in the parking lot just to keep up with demand at one point. So this new car will be built elsewhere, likely at the Gigafactory, where Tesla produces batteries in Nevada. And they'll build it in China as well, which is another big market. And building in China makes it easier to sell in China. They are, by the sounds of it, learning some lessons about how to build a production line, which Elon Musk, interestingly, describes as way harder than building a car. He says you can design a car, and that's relatively easy. People know how to do that. But designing the line that then builds the car is really tough. So the issue for them has really been learning how to build a production system. About 20,000 people now work in the Fremont factory. Elon describes it as a giant cybernetic collective because next to the people, there are robots. But there just aren't as many robots as he originally proposed. And I think we'll see the same thing with the Y. He actually went in and famously ripped out this robot. The robot was just really struggling to grab and hold and move these really fluffy, flexible pieces of insulation. Humans can do it super easily. They're lightweight. They just pick them up and throw them down. And so he was like, okay, right, that's it. Let's just rip out this really expensive robotic production line and put humans in. And
put Joe in there.
Yeah, Joe can do this job. And Billy the robot really struggles to manipulate this little piece of fluff.
Jack Stewart is Marketplace's transportation reporter. By the way, if you thought Y was just another nondescript name for a vehicle, it's not. Add it to the other Tesla model names, S, 3, and X, and it pretty much spells out sexy. Juvenile. But then again, this is the same guy behind that 420 stock price tweet. And now for some related links. Looking to learn more about what it's like to work for Elon Musk? You can't do much better than Molly Wood's interview with Charles Duhigg. He wrote about it for Wired a few months ago. I listened. The word hell seems to be a running theme. Also, Reveal looked into safety conditions and questions of injury reporting at a Tesla factory. There's claims that Musk's dislike of the color yellow may have made things more accident-prone because safety paint is often yellow. Musk, for his part, argues that's wrong. He wrote on Twitter, there's miles of yellow paint at the factory. We've got links, tweets and all, at marketplacetech.org. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.